When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shamai, hello, and welcome to In the Spotlight, a podcast from the lifestyle team at Wales Online. I'm your host, Sam Cook, and in this episode, I'll be sitting down with Dan Swigart, a Welsh entrepreneur who appears in new E4 reality series, Love Triangle. Here, Dan, who found himself embroiled in a controversy when he appeared on US reality show I Am Shauna Ray last year, reveals the reason he wanted to take part in a second reality show. Here is what he had to say. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good.
How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 for Love Triangle to air tomorrow?
I don't know if excited is the right word for it. Pretty nervous. It was an intense, very intense experience. But I'd say, yeah, 10 out of 10 excited. But a lot of that is anticipating the storm of reality TV.
What was the response like when you announced that you were going to be on the show? Because whenever anyone does shows like this, Married at First Sight, Big Brother, I can't think of any others that come to mind, but whenever anyone does anything like this, it's shrouded in secrecy and you have to sort of sit on it for a little while. So how are you feeling? How was it finally sort of being able to tell people?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, I'm in the tech world, which is very, it's a very different world, the reality TV world, to the tech world. So it's a mixed response of people thinking, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure? This is a bit different from what you're used to. And yeah, since the last show I was in, a lot of people were, interested in how this one would go compared with the last one.
And Love Triangle itself, I mean, it's a new concept. How does it all work?
So there's six main people. So three girls, three guys, all super interesting backstories of who they are, where they've come from. And all six have two matches each. So we had to text two people at the same time. And then we had to choose one. And then we had to live with them. And then we had to live with both at the same time.
That's mad. And
yeah,
like, I'd imagine, were you nervous beforehand?
I had no idea what was going on.
Fair.
As in, like, we don't know, like, we didn't know there was going to be, a mix up and mixing of different people. We thought it was just going to be a normal show, I guess, where it's just two people matched together. But it was a mix up where there was a third person thrown in the mix, which made the dynamics very interesting for every single person involved in that show.
And is the aim of the program, is it to find love? Is that essentially what people go on the program for? Is that what you were looking for when you signed up?
I got invited to apply, and I've always said yes to incredible opportunities. And I thought, worst case with this, I'll learn something and it's, a fun experience to have. Best case, I'll meet someone incredible. So you'll have to wait and see if it was both of those or just one of those.
And you touched on your previous reality TV experience. So you appeared on this big show in America. Were you slightly anxious about doing another program, considering how, the intense attention that program put on your life?
Well, yeah, before I went on to Love Triangle, I asked a lot of my closest friends, should I do this? And they said, it can never be as bad as the last time. So it's only going to get better. So go for it. And I agree with them, And half of me was like, I've done it once. I managed that. I'm very proud of the way I managed that. I'm very proud of that show. And, I thought, this new show would be a chance to, do bigger and better things with my personal branding as well, not just be stuck on that last show.
And was there the fear that you'd almost be typecast in this particular genre of sort of reality television, you know, jumping from one show to the next, reality, reality, reality. Or, I mean, imagine you want to kind of branch out and do other things now.
Yeah, I think there's the content creation world has piqued my interest. I just come back from 4 months in Bali, and that's the home of, you know, the content creators. So that's the world I want to venture more into. But yeah, I mean, I think TV is fascinating. So who knows what, you know, other opportunities will come from this show.
And first and foremost, you're an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, you've got your own business. You did it ever worry you that appearing on programs like this might impact your business work?
100%. And that's been my biggest worry. My biggest worry, because I've got a very high network, high profile network. So I lived in Silicon Valley. I got backed by some of the world's top investors in London. I've networked with billionaires and people with exited hundreds of millions. I've got a very high profile network. And doing reality TV is, you know, a completely alien world to that world. So, of course, I was concerned with the crossover. But to be honest, like most people I've told, they find it super interesting. It makes me more rememberable. It makes me stand out in the business world. I have no doubt that the last show probably did hinder business opportunities for me. But, you know, I'm very proud, again, of, you know, the story of me and Shauna. She's one of my best friends. So I'm very proud of everything that, you know, was showed there. So, yeah, I think probably did negatively impact, but it's all good.
Well, how did Shauna react when you told her that you were going to do this other show?
She was super happy for me. We had a phone call literally a few hours before, you know, we started filming this Love Triangle. Me and Shauna had like a 3-4 hour phone call. And she was giving me all the prep. So she's a, you know, you don't really see it on her show, but she's super smart in terms of, you know, reality TV, in terms of, you know, PR, and building her personal brand. She's so switched on. So she was my biggest supporter, my biggest fan for this new show.
And that's the thing. I think you touched on it a little bit, but the negative press that you had from Shauna's program. But did that impact the friendship at all that you guys had?
No, I think we got stronger from that. You know, I think, you know, we knew that was going to come, the bad press was going to come, but we didn't know to the scale of it. Like, we think that story reached way over 100 million people, like, easily. Like, some YouTube videos got like 5 million views alone, and there's hundreds of them, hundreds of articles. Some of the biggest newspapers in the world had articles on it. Some of the biggest YouTubers were making videos on it. So we didn't know the scale at which, you know, it would get popular. But yeah, I mean, she stood by me throughout all of it. I've got a lot of respect for her. And yeah, she is still today one of my closest friends.
So I've no doubt she'll be sending you a good luck before the episode transmits tomorrow.
Yeah, we've already had a few prep calls getting ready for it to air.
Because I suppose she can help you in a way. Like, if, for example, the program doesn't garner the, you know, everyone has opinions out there on the internet, unfortunately, and that attracts negative comments, and that can affect someone quite badly. But she's done that before. Do you know what I mean? She's had this whole kind of... So I suppose she could give you advice in that front.
Yeah, I mean, she's had her whole life. You know, she's always been different. She's always stood out. She's had a hard life with everything she's had to deal with. And, you know, she's got a very strong personality because of that. And she's got very, you know, a deep emotional strength around her, which I really admire in her. So yeah, of course, you know, she can help me with whatever storm this new show is going to bring onto me. She'll be fine there.
Ahead of going on to the new show, Love Triangle, what were you looking for in a woman?
Good question. I'm a big believer in having three types of sort of connections with someone before a relationship. So that's okay. A sort of physical connection, so a sexual connection, a intellectual connection, and an sort of emotional connection, so mind, body, soul. So that's what I was looking for a serious relationship. I was looking for all three. It's very rare that you come across all three. But I've got a deep understanding of myself and who I am and what I want. And, you know, I've been a traveler for 6 years. I've traveled the world, lived in Bali. So someone has to sort of live my lifestyle because I can't just settle down and live in one place. That's not, yeah, it's like a prison sentence for me.
How does this experience compare to online dating? I mean, they're totally different worlds. You got, you know, television and swiping left and right online. I mean, I suppose they're connected for the premise of the program, but...
Yeah, I think with this one, it was fully a blind date. So I had no idea.
Love that, though. That's that's how I think dating should be these days. Do you know, I think that's I think so. Because, you know, you can swipe on the apps all day. And my attitude towards it, and you might agree, but I got no time for small talk. Do you know what I mean? So I just like...
I agree.
Because you can chat to someone online all day. And like... You know, you could meet them. You could chat to them for weeks online, and then you meet them, and you're like, oh, got nothing to chat about now.
Yeah, no, I think it's super important when you're meeting someone to have, you know, that natural connection, which I agree you can't get online through swiping. But also it's hard to, you know, guess whether two people will have that spark on a blind date. So I think it's really hard to do that. I think naturally when you meet people in person, you kind of get that spark organically. But I think... Yeah, the apps don't have that. And, you know, it's a risky business with blind dates so that it will work or not.
But I mean, you've got plenty of interesting photos to put on the apps. You know, you travel the world. Do you know what I mean? Your Instagram is clearly, you know, I mean, I could, my photos compared to your photos are probably very, very boring.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What were you hoping to achieve from going on this program? Did you want people's perception of you to change? What did you want? How do you want people to respond?
It's a good question. I think for me, it was a, you know, crazy experience I had to say yes to. Like, I've always said yes to every crazy opportunity which has come my way, and this was a big one I couldn't say no to.
Right.
And the back of my mind was like, I don't know who I'm going to meet on this process. But from an external point of view, I guess, you know, obviously I had a lot of negative attention. I had a lot of, you know, death threats and a lot of people hating me from the Shauna Ray stuff. So changing that narrative was obviously important for me. It's basically a time for me to shine a bit more on who I am, and not sort of just be tied to, you know, the sort of controversy, if you can call it controversy, around, you know, the Shauna Ray drama.
And does it concern you that that sort of thing could happen again? You could receive more death threats from this.
Well, I don't think so. I'm not dating anyone which causes massive controversy. So it should be, yeah, I don't think the same would happen again this time. But I had the tools to deal with it last time. I can deal with it again. It didn't bother me too much, to be honest, last time. It was more like the intensity of it, like how viral it got. But yeah, I think, you know, again, Shauna's one of my best mates. I love her to pieces, and I'm, you know, very proud that we went through that and I handled that.
As with any reality TV program, though, I imagine there are safeguarding procedures that are in place from Channel 4. Were you constantly kind of looked at, because it's quite intense, you know, dating is intense anyway. So I imagine dating on television, you've got to have kind of that, you know, were people there to look after your mental health and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, to be honest, the biggest shock from going from a US TV show to a UK TV show was the amount of welfare support. Like, it's just completely different worlds. You know, it's like, you know, throughout the entire show in the UK, we had welfare people living with us. They were checking on us like every day. They were fully there with us, supporting us through that, which I think is super important because it is so intense being on a show. And especially a show like this where, you know, it's purposefully creating drama with the format. So I think, you know, I'm proud of the UK for, you know, the safeguards they have in place compared with the US, which was, you know, next to nothing.
People hold programs like Married at First Sight and Big Brother in such high regard, and they tune in religiously and they adore the programs. Why do you think somebody should watch Love Triangle?
It's a good question. To be honest, I don't watch any reality TV. This is bad because I should have done. I wasn't prepared for the
I
kind of
hate to bring it
drama
to
that would.
you, Dan, but you're not missing out. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I think Love Triangle, I think, offers a different narrative for viewers. It's not just about, looks like, Love Island. It's more in depth on the early stages of building a relationship. And I think it's quite impressive to see, those connections being sparked between different people. And I think, Banerjee and Workaby did a good job at, creating that narrative. So it's the same producers, I believe, as Married at First Sight. It's a very similar kind of narrative following people's journey, which I think is important because I think I think reality TV's got lost in the last sort of 10 years. It's gone very sexual, instead of actually talking about connection. And this reality TV show, I think, focuses on that early stage of a connection, which I think we've lost as a UK society.
And this will be your second television program. Would you like to do more? Not necessarily reality TV, but other television or
Yeah, again, every opportunity, I think, I definitely say yes to. I think it's an interesting world, and I'm on my own personal journey. And if that means other TV shows, come up next, then who knows?
where do you see yourself in 5 years' time on your personal journey? Have you got like a goal or?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I think so. After 4 months of living in Bali, I've seen a few huge wave coming, which is going to change the world, I think, in a significant way. Like Bali is the epicenter of like new things, like lifestyle, fashion, like anything with how people think. Bali and LA are two epicenters of that, and a big new narrative which is coming about now is masculine and feminine energy, and using that in relationship dynamics. I think that's a world I'd love to go into. Researching, 3, 4, 5 hours a day into it, and it's definitely a world I want to share and help people with because it's had a huge impact positively on my life.
Do you ever plan to kind of stay still? Because you're always traveling.
The thing is, I get bored very quickly. Like last week, I was in the UK for 2 weeks, and I got so bored, so I booked a flight, within a few days to. I'm in Albania right now. So I can't just stay in one place. And but I think, to be honest, like I found my home in Bali. I think Bali is where I want to stay. LA is always also somewhere I want to live. But I don't really feel like the UK is my home. It's where I'm from, but I feel like my people, my tribe, as it were, is Bali.
Dan, I wish you all the best with Tuesday's show. I hope I hope it goes well for you. From all of us at Wales Online, diolch. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest TV and showbiz news by subscribing to our newsletter at walesonline.co.uk.